Nottingham and Mansfield trade unions rally against cuts, and for better pay. Nottingham Socialist Party. Nottingham and Mansfield Trades Union Council called a demonstration in Nottingham on the 27th of November on funding of services and public sector pay. Union branches from Unison Local Government and Health, Fire Brigades Union, FBU, National Education Union, University and College Union, Teachers NASUWT, Civil Service Union PCS and General Unions Unite and GMB supported the demonstration. Snow, the cold and public transport disruption reduced the attendance, but nevertheless, over 50 people turned out. A speaker from the Royal College of Nurses talked about the dire situation faced by health workers. She hoped we would understand why they had not come in numbers, but nurses were on their knees and worn out from conditions in the hospitals and maintaining patient care. They also needed to keep themselves safe from COVID in order to keep patients safe. She said that the ballots for industrial action for a 15% pay rise were ongoing and that health workers would need public support to take action and counter the media barrage against them when they did. A Royal College of Midwives rep spoke about the marvelous March with Midwives events on the 21st of November. The turnout had been more than she expected, but could have been so much bigger if the union had asked people to support them. And FBU rep said that the working class was fighting back in the workplaces, their unions, over climate change, over fire and rehire, on jobs and pay, and over cladding, evictions and for decent housing. FBU would support these and other fight backs. Jane Thorpe, chair of the Trades Council, said that the latest round of proposed council cuts threatened even more Nottingham City Council services and jobs. The Improvement Board had been set up as a result of a government report that said, despite savage cuts made since 2010, the council had not cut hard enough or deeply enough. She called on Labour councillors, who have 50 of the 55 seats on the City Council, to come out against the cuts and propose an alternative budget. Labour had managed, rather than fought the cuts, and management of cuts was totally untenable. The Improvement Board isn't democratic and unelected. Jane called for it to include trade union and community representation,